Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is your co-host for Whatever Wednesday, Lisa Diamond. I'm joined today with Ian Robb and Greg Peterson as well. We do have a special guest on today, which we will bring on shortly. Just wanted to remind everybody, our challenge for this month for October is joining a networking group of some sort to just broaden your referral system and also just to learn different business practices from other small business owners and entrepreneurs and direct sales people. So before we do bring on our special guest, though, Ian, you want to give us an update on Quarter Horse Congress?
Sure, absolutely. We are now in our third week. This is going to be the busiest week yet. We had about 65% of all horses that are coming to Congress come in just recently. So all the barns will be filling up, and already we've had record numbers for Monday and Tuesday, and today should be even busier. So I'm looking forward to – normally it's busy on the weekends, on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for sure, and that's when most of the crowds come on in, but we're starting to get busy during the week here, which is exciting. Our teams have been doing really well. They've been working well with each other. We are talking about helping each other get – I call them wins, like Greg Peterson, where – we help them get their sales, and some people get the distributors including, and just having a good experience for the people to try and learn about the Beamer. It's amazing. Even though this is a branding opportunity for Beamer to be at the Quarter Horse Congress, a lot of people are coming here because they have so many questions that they couldn't be answered, let's say, online or something of that nature, and they really wanted to know more about the horse set or the human set and vice versa. So it's good. We don't have those 10 to 13 or 18 chairs like you did, Greg, the Iowa State Fair, but I got to tell you, we're going to catch up on those sales on you and distributors that we're adding. We might not have bodies on Beamer, but we're doing pretty well.
You know, it's a completely different approach, but it really is, like you mentioned, it's answering people's questions. And now that we have all the tools in the in our queue, you could say, to help with that, that makes a tremendous difference. So the company has really stepped it up. They're providing all the tools, and I know that you guys are going to knock it out of the park.
Well, what I laugh about it, Greg, is this, because if anyone has ever been in business, I used to work at health clubs and all the stuff. We used to have a marketing department and a sales department, and they both have their place and their strengths. Obviously, marketing team feels like, you know, we are the man in this in this club or whatever, helping out. But then the sales has their role. Both are woven in and out like yin and yang. It's kind of funny how that works, because over and over again, and I'm just going to tease Mr. Brad Horn a little bit, but he talks about this is a branding opportunity, all this good stuff. But guess what, Greg? He keeps on asking, what are the numbers? What are the numbers on bodies on Beamer? Tell us, what's going on with sales? So it's kind of funny how that works, and it's cute, but it's important for both branding opportunities for marketing to realize how important the opportunity is for sales opportunities. And I got to tell you, it's really been a pleasure, I'm sure, with you too when you're out there. We haven't seen each other for so long, and there's a lot of these people I didn't even know before until I got there. And getting a chance to see other distributors and we get to work together, it's been great to have that opportunity to meet them, to work with them, to build with them. And one of them that we have is going to be on this call today. She is used to be, let me see, a retired president of her chapter of B&I. And I heard, Greg, you talked about B&I last week, but this is my sister, Amy Robb. She was up there in Woodstock, Vermont. She was president, and she used this vehicle to help network and help build up her voice out there about Beamer. So, Amy, are you available?
I'm right here, bro.
All right, you sound enthusiastic. She just got back home yesterday after spending 2 weeks here at Quarters Congress, so she sounds exactly the way I thought she would be. So this is what I'm going to suggest, because my sisters always say, Ian, she keeps saying to me, you got to get involved with the network. You got to get involved with the B&I. This is awesome. I'm getting a lot of great opportunities here. So I'm going to give you a chance to talk a little bit about your chapter up there and what you were able to accomplish, which was something pretty amazing for the time that you were there as president, and what you kind of learned a little bit by doing that. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me on. It's an honor, and it's a pleasure to be here. And I certainly love to talk about B&I because I love B&I. And if you're not familiar with it, I'm hoping after this call you will Google B&I in your state and start to look at it as a possible resource for you in your Beamer business. I'll give you a little background on myself. I do live in Woodstock, Vermont. But the chapter that I joined, ironically, is called Twin State. And it's located in Hanover, New Hampshire, which is about 25 minutes away from me. And Hanover is home to Dartmouth College and also a very large hospital, Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. So, and it's the fastest growing area of New Hampshire, is this region where I do business. So Twin State, I joined B&I, Business Networking International, that is what it stands for, 2 years ago, as of this November. And I'll give you some stats about B&I, and then I'll talk a little bit about how it affected my business and how it also has helped me to develop skills as a leader, because Ian is correct. I just got off being president for the last year in my chapter. So B&I reaches 70 countries. So there are B&I chapters in 70 countries in the world. And we have 9,000 chapters worldwide. In the state of New Hampshire alone, we have close to 40 chapters. And a chapter can consist of anywhere from 9 members all the way up to 55 members, just depending. So a city like Manchester, New Hampshire, or Concord, New Hampshire, they would easily have anywhere from 35 to 50 members in their chapter. B&I is a organization that you are required to attend meetings every week. They're normally an hour and a half long, and it has a set agenda. And that, for a lot of folks, can be challenging to be accountable and have to come to a meeting every week. But I can tell you that accountability and that discipline to come to a meeting every week will reap results. The accountability is so very important. And I can talk a little bit more about B&I, but I would just share with you that in my first year in my chapter with 13 members, and you typically, I'm just going to say, you typically are not in a chapter to quote-unquote sell your product or your services to the people in that room. What the idea is you get to be part of a group of professional people, and you learn skills, networking skills, business skills, skills such as every week you have to do a 60-second elevator speech. It's a very safe place to practice your skills. Every week we have a featured presenter, so somebody in the chapter will have to present either a 7 to 10 minute piece of PowerPoint presentation on who you are, what is your business, what makes you special, and who are you looking for in a referral. The idea is that you are educating these people so that they will be out looking for you. They are your sales force. And that's where the magic happens. But ironically, get this, in my chapter, and when I joined, they were 13 members. I sold four Beamers to people in that group. That's a big percentage right there. Four out of 13 ended up, just by educating people, putting people on the Beamer, they ended up buying a Beamer. And out of that group, I had three IBD sign up. So I think that's pretty good. I'm pretty excited about that. And then what happened was after my first year, I wasn't even in there first year, they asked me to step up and be president. And that's a lot of responsibility. And I declined it twice. And then somebody twisted my arm and I took it on. And I'm really glad I did take it on because I learned skills on leadership, how to manage the group, how to speak to the group in a leadership position, how to lead meetings. And I think the biggest thing that I did was I increased, I'll just say it because I know it is that, I put the fire under the chapter's butts, and we increased the chapter to 18. I set the goal of doubling the chapter in the year. That didn't happen, but I can't be sad that we have five new members in the chapter, so we're up to 18, and we really have the energy going, and we really got the notice of New Hampshire, the headquarters, so to speak, that there was something really happening up in the Hanover area with Twin State. I will tell you in my second year that I sold five Beamers and brought on three IBDs. And how did I do that? Well, again, we talk about people learning about your business in that room, and then they share their experience or they have their ear to the ground to who I am looking for in a referral. Now, BNI is not a cheap membership. For some people, they do think it's cheap. But when I joined, it was $599 for the year, and there was a one-time application of $199. That has gone up a little bit this year, but I joined for 2 years to get a 20% discount. I said, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to really go for it. And I don't see myself not being a BNI member because of what it has given me. I'm going to share with you that just because you're in a room with 13, 18, 50 people, this whole Zoom platform has taken on, I don't have the numbers from New Hampshire, but we had a very, very good year, probably the best year ever, even during COVID, because the Zoom platform presented us with the opportunity to Zoom to other chapters. You see, once you're in BNI, you can go to any chapter anywhere, and there's only one seat in the chapter. So if there's only one accountant, one financial service person, one insurance person. But guess what? Here's the thing about Beamer. They're very, very few Beamer seats out there in BNI. So you could step into any BNI anywhere and talk about your business in a 60 seconds. And I did just that. We had a lot of I jumped into many other chapters, and that's actually how I got several of my sales the second year, probably all of them actually I'm looking at right now. All of my five Beamers that I sold came from visiting other chapters. Or we do something else called speed networking with BNI. These are fabulous. Just like speed networking or speed dating, you have the opportunity to meet people all over New Hampshire in my case. Now, there's also something else I've just picked up. They have a national speed networking platform for Zoom, and I just discovered this. So now I'm doing that on Mondays, and I can talk to anybody all over the country. And we all know that you can sell a Beamer anywhere in the world. So with that, I'll take a break, and you can ask me some questions, but you can see I'm pretty excited about BNI and what the possibilities are for you.
Well, Amy, thanks. Amy, Lisa and Greg, I love having guests that just answer their own questions and they get answered like this. I think it's great. I always like to tease my sister. I'm sorry. It's a bad habit of mine, but it's all good. So, look, I am going to say one thing before I let Greg ask a question, because I figured you get two B&I characters talking together, they can kind of rap a little bit about that. But I'm going to let the team know out here that I've seen my sister improve so much in her leadership skills. So with D&I, not only is it a networking thing, but being able to talk and feel comfortable in telling her, let's just call it your elevator pitch about Beamer, or talking about it and feeling every time you do that, you get more and more comfortable, more and more sure of yourself, and then being able to be in charge or being a president or whatever, and having the leadership skills is not just networking, but you develop leadership skills that I feel they're very important. And she is a great leader in her section and also in Beamer. So, Greg, let's talk D&I. I'll let you talk to AZ me here. Lisa and I will just sit back and listen to you, too. If anyone else has got any questions, dial 1. If you just want to talk to me and not about D&I, that's fine. I'll answer any questions. Go ahead.
Well, Amy, you did a great job, and I can see why you did so well as president. I've been the guest host, and doing that position, they offered me to do the president, and I actually turned it down because I've been so busy doing every other thing. However, like you mentioned, too, a $5.99 for 1 year, or it's $9.99 for 2 years. And, yes, that is a considerable amount for a lot of people at first. However, just like yourself, I was looking at my numbers and my group. We had 30 members in our chapter, and I sold just a few more and signed on a few more distributors that way. But even you make one sale and you've paid for your whole membership, number one. And then you go from there, and now the door is wide open for you to go to so many other places. And I know Southern California, a little bit more populated. And I know down in the Temecula area, down towards San Diego, they have a chapter that has over 70 people in it.
Wow.
Alone. And so the opportunities are endless. And always you want to start locally, because that helps you develop and build a network locally where you can actually see people in person. You develop the skills, and I love how you mentioned that D&I, when you're in your chapter, it provides a safe atmosphere for you to develop these skills that you may not have. We're not born with these sales skills, and here then we are in an environment where we are able to go out, practice these items, and learn the different skills needed. And one thing, Amy, that B&I really helped me with is I have an insurance individual that's in my chapter that I was able to use to be able to get my liability insurance for my booth and different things there. I now have an accountant. The accountant that is in my group, she is my personal accountant now for my business, to help me monitor and do things properly so that I am not wasting money in this area or that area, and is taking the load off of me, which provides more time, that IPA, income producing activity, instead of me crunching numbers and trying to remember receipts and all of that stuff. I found out now it's less expensive for me to pay someone else to do that is got the expertise. I don't have to worry about it. I can focus on sharing Beamer with other people. And the list goes on and on, whether you need legal services or being able to network within a chapter where we have a massage therapist, a chiropractor, an acupuncturist. If you go into these different chapters or find a chapter that's local to your area, get involved with one where you have what's called, you develop power teams. And the power teams are individuals that have similar areas, like in the healthcare profession. That way the chiropractor can refer people to you, you can refer people to them, and so forth. Another example is we have a gal that is a realtor, and then we have a mortgage broker, and they work as a power team with each other. My accountant, financial advisor, tax person, they all power team and work together. So you develop these relationships and friendships that will help actually expand and grow your business, as well as educate you on other areas. So it is so worthwhile. And not only B&I, yes, we're talking about B&I today, but I also joined a Chamber of Commerce in one of the local cities that I was in. And you really do kind of see the difference. The atmosphere might be a little bit different on how people approach each other, but I know at least for me, with B&I, I have learned all the proper skills on how to approach people instead of kind of muddling through and doing things or coming across in the wrong fashion. So you develop positive habits that will really help you look better, and it actually overall makes Beamer look better. So back to you, Amy.
Yeah, one thing that you mentioned about the different seats and in the chapter, and that you are using, for instance, a chiropractor or a realtor or an accountant. I think that is naturally what happens for sure. And you want to give these people referrals, whether it's a self referral or people that you know. And in our chapter, we have become friends. That doesn't happen for every chapter. But we have a really tight-knit group, and that's the beauty of having a smaller group. I know that you said, what, you had 50 or 60 or something crazy like that, but that makes a meeting very fast and very, like, hang on to your seat of your pants, because I've been in those as well. But I will say something that that gives you credibility. Because you know these people very well and they're solid, you can give out a solid referral. So you become a source for your clients if they need a plumber, for instance, or an electrician, or they're looking for a chiropractor. You have a Rolodex of people that are solid. And when you meet people out there and you're able to help other people find a plumber, an electrician, and a good accountant, that just ups your credibility. And I am sure that you are familiar with this term in B&I, and I like this very much, Greg. It is, they have a little saying, visibility plus credibility equals profitability. And you get to become visible in your chapter and outside of your chapter, and you develop credibility with them, and then that equals profitability. So, again, B&I is not for everybody because you have to be accountable. There are people that cannot make a meeting every week. And if you can't make the meeting, you find a substitute. You are expected to find a substitute. It can be anybody. It can be somebody from another chapter that can come in that you know, or somebody that would be great that you invite to come and learn about B&I. That can be a sub for you. But that's what makes B&I so different from other networking groups, that they really hold you to being there every week. And I'll tell you about the core values for B&I, because I'm looking at them right now. My favorite is the very first one. The principle of B&I is giver's gain. And that is exactly what it is. It's the willingness to give before you receive. And that is, don't go and expecting to get referrals right off the bat. You've got to develop the relationship. But if you're in the mode of, like, I want to help that person and give, it will come back. It will come around. The other following core values are building relationships, lifelong learning. You're expected to have a CEU, a continuing ed every week. And simply a podcast or jumping into a roundtable, which I didn't mention, which we have. Traditions and innovation, positive attitude, which that's an easy one for our group. Accountability, again, holding people accountable, whether it's a referral that you've given or that somebody's given you a referral, you have to follow up with that. And recognition. We recognize our leaders. We recognize those people that have done an outstanding job. And that's always important. So this might be something that piques your interest. And, again, I'm going to state, guys, wide open for Beamer folks, wide open. There's seats, plenty of seats out there. It's not like you're fighting for a very popular seat and you can't get it, which is financial services, or, you know, for example. So,
you know, I will say, Amy, that down in San Diego, when you asked me to look at this, we did have a few Beamer people in the B&Is down there in Southern California, because there are large ones available. But you know what? I think this is a great opportunity. B&I, I think, has a great platform. And a lot of those key things that you mentioned, I think, is what we're trying to do here. with Beamer, especially with accountability. I mean, with Casey Conrad, she has a 7 a.m. call every morning with people. It's more of an accountability call. And in previous months, we did accountability challenge on whatever Wednesday. And I try to work with anyone that I do. When they say they're going to do something, I try to make them accountable for it. And I think it makes our teams stronger for that, even if we cross work with other teams, especially with all these committees that apparently we seem to get ourselves on, and then we got to make sure we finish with what we started and get things done. Here's a thought a little bit too. Besides BNI, I have gone to Rotary. My father used to belong to that, and I went to one in Rancho Santa Fe, California, and that's another good opportunity. So if there's people out there that are part of Rotary that would like to participate in this opportunity of talking about networking, and I'm going to be honest with you, we can even talk about, you know, church, for example. That's also a huge networking opportunity for people and working with people in that sense. Most Beachy is very, very spiritual, and he enlightened me a little bit more about what he does. Maybe I can get him on, talk a little bit more about that as well as a possibility. Lisa, I hope you're not sleeping. You got any questions for us?
Ian, I'm trying to talk. You just take over. So, Amy, very, very, very good information, and really hopefully inspiring to everyone who's on the call, that if, you know, they've never considered joining a networking group or were kind of afraid to, a couple of points that you made was that it's a safe place, right? You feel comfortable there. You know, if you make a mistake, no big deal. Everybody knows why you're there.
Oh, I have a great – I'm going to share something personal with you and the whole – how many people are on this call?
Ian says there's only always 11 people on the call.
Okay,
we're starting to get
people.
More. We're going to be the number one block talk. Sorry, Greg, we're taking it over.
Well, I was just mentioning – all right, well, I'll just say this. It is a safe place. When I first started going to BNI, we were meeting in person. That's another thing. You meet in person. We do Zoom now, but we're in the place that we can meet. We're meeting once a month in person, and we meet the other three meetings. So we're doing a hybrid with Zoom, and that's really great too. But, oh, my God, guys, I'd go in, and I would be running to the ladies' room, like – before I had to do my 60 seconds. My stomach used to be upset. I would really like, it was really uncomfortable. And I can say that that's gone away. Even when I first started Zooming and I would have to do my 60 seconds and I was going, visiting other chapters on Zoom, I feel like I was, you know, sweating. But that's past because you just keep practicing it. And it is a very safe place to make just to try new things. I've tried new ways to do a 60 second, and some of them flop and they're not that great. And some of them, hey, we actually have what's called the Pitch Perfect Award. So every week somebody wins the best pitch. And it's really great when you win the pitch that you do a good job. And things like that. You know, you don't take yourself so seriously. And who this is a great opportunity to get up and learn how to do a 10-minute presentation. It's a great place to do that because you will have to do a presentation. Not you don't have to do one in your Beamer business, but it's good that you know how to get up in front of people and present.
Awesome.
And Amy, you would never talk about your BMs in public, but now you are.
What did he say?
I don't think you would never talk about your BMs in public, but now you are ever since you've been Beamer.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, everything's working real well because I use the Beamer every day. Yes, Lisa.
Amy, what's the category for a Beamer person to go into BNI? Do you guys have a classification for that, or is it just it's a Beamer spot, or is it healthcare, or what is the category?
Yeah, that's a great question. I went in under Beamer, and then I changed my business to Frequencies for Health, so that's what I'm underneath, but I am the Beamer person. So nobody could come in. Actually, nobody can come in with a frequency device, anything like Beamer. That would be probably a conflict, and that's when you have a membership committee, and they would look at that. But I am in the health sphere, So there are different spheres, like financial sphere. There is a trade sphere. There's a health and beauty sphere. And I fall under that. And just like Greg said, I'm getting ready to be part of a power team that just is not alone in Twin State, but also joining somebody. One of my distributors, one of my gals who became a distributor, belongs to a BNI in Vermont. And she is a health and wellness coach. She's a massage therapist and a trainer. And I'll be part of it. So it's really great. You can cross over to power teams. You don't have to be in the same chapter. But, yeah, so we have a chiropractor. We have a gal that works with a SIA. We have a, and then this Anita Hoy that I just mentioned in Vermont. So you can cross over and make power teams. And that's just great. That's just great.
That's awesome. So I just want to invite, we only have about a little less than 15 minutes left, so I just want to invite everybody, if you do have a question regarding networking groups, BNI in particular, for Amy or Greg, or any question in general, now would be the time to hit 1 on your phone, and we will open up the lines for questions. And Amy, as you step down as president, you'll just continue to grow in that capacity of just being part of the networking group. Is that
absolutely
the goal?
Absolutely. So we have roles. We have leadership roles in the chapter. You have a president, you have a vice president, you have a treasurer, secretary. Then you have committees. The membership committee, for example, is one. You have the visitor host. And I elected to go on to be part of membership. So I will have an active role. I will continue to have a very active role, even though I'm not president and presenting the slides every week and having to do the slide. Ian knows. Ian knows that when we're out, when I'm traveling the country with Ian, I'm up at, God knows, I've been up at 4:30 in the morning to run my meeting when I'm out in California on the East Coast time. So he's been part of BNI in that way. But I'm going to also share that anybody can reach out to me. I'm sure Greg would love this too, but there is something that we can sponsor people into chapters, even though we're not in the same state. And that is really great for Greg, and it's really great for me. I would love to sponsor somebody and introduce you into a chapter. Guess what? We get something for that. I mean, it's recognition. And I like that. I like being recognized and saying, hey, you're really part of a great organization. You're on fire. We like that. So, I'd be happy to sponsor. I sponsored somebody this past month in another chapter here in New Hampshire. I saw that they needed a financial services guy, so I connected with this person, and boom, he's in, and I get the credit for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
hey,
another...
we do have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and take this. It's 515-205-515-205. You're live at the talk.
Hey there, Steve G from Iowa. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Steve. Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just want to share with, along with the BNI scenario, I was involved with BNI when I worked as a manager of a roofing company. And everything that's being said is spot on. Givers gain, definitely. And the fact is, I got to tell you, I actually was introduced to Beamer from a BNI group. Roger Fouts was in the group, and it took me about 4 months of listening to him, but finally, one day I came there, and my knees were killing me, and he ended up putting the B spot on me, which I had nothing. I sat there and ate lunch and had BNI the whole 9 yards. I could barely stand up, even do my 60 seconds. But in the group of, we had 28 to 31 people. Our last year, I remember we actually, in referrals, passed a little over $1.3 million in referrals.
That's great.
So,
that's a big number.
It is a big number, but I was involved with it for actually two different chapters, and it is a relationship situation there. The more people understand and know who you are, the more referrals you're going to get. But givers gain, I'm a big giver to begin with. I'm tough to receive stuff. That's the way I'm put together. But so it fit me like a glove. But as I was listening to you guys talk about B&I, I'm going, it just kind of like started rekindling things in my head about, yep, yep. And I'm telling you, she is spot on about the process. All I like about it is it's an hour and 20 minutes, hour and 30 minutes, but it's organized. And it's a meeting. It's not a breakfast club. It's not a lunch club. It's not the old boys club. It's not the young girls club. It's a business meeting, and it's structured that way. And that's what I like about it. And it's fun. So, anyway, I just want to put my 2 cents in there about B&I. It's an amazing outfit.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Amy, I wanted to ask you, and Steve kind of touched on it a little bit, when you were in person before the whole COVID thing, and now you're meeting once a month in person, do you take a Beamer with you and put bodies on Beamer when you're at your meeting?
Oh, I absolutely. We've only had one in-person meeting, and I missed the second. We just started up in September. And actually, I will. I absolutely will. That was I used to take my Beamer all the time. And here's the thing. Beamer, one of the requirements or they want you to do is have like one to one a week, one CEU, that's your continuing ed, and one referral. If you do that once a week, you know, all those three things, you're going to hit the mark. So you try to do a referral, you try to do a one-to-one, and you try to get your, you know, one-hour podcast or reading a book, business book, whatever. And the one-to-ones are when you meet with another B&I person, whether it's in your chapter or outside of your chapter. They don't have to be in your chapter. And it's always in those one-to-ones. After, I would always try to schedule a one-to-one with somebody after the meeting because I would bring my Beamer, and I would always put them on the Beamer. This is Beamer. Because in that one-to-one, you're learning about their business, and they're learning about your business. It's not a social thing. It can be social. Don't get me wrong. But most people are, you know, wanting to share and learn. We want to learn more about who you are, how does your business work, and what referral you're looking for. So the answer is yes. I would put people on it so they would experience it. And I'm going to tell you something. I think this has been a winner for me. It's not for everybody, but I have a B&I special for people with my rentals. I rent my Beamer out for $600 a month, but if you're in B&I, I will give you a complimentary first week with it. And that has been successful for me. That has converted into sales for me. And B&I feel special. I'm going to do something special for, because you're a member of B&I.
Oh, awesome. So let me, I want to ask you one more question. And we do have a couple of callers on the line. Ian mentioned the improvement in your leadership skills, and you mentioned, you know, obviously being president of your chapter requires leadership skills. What do you think has been the biggest leadership skill that you have acquired since you've been involved with this group?
Well, I'm smiling because I feel like I've herded cats in a way. I think that what I bring to the table is my energy and my enthusiasm. And what I was able to do for this chapter was to rekindle a fire in their gut. And we achieved things that Twin State has never achieved because we have a member that was a founding member of this chapter. We have several long-term people in this chapter. And I learned skills preparing PowerPoint presentations every week, or the skill of myself presenting both in person and also on a PowerPoint presentation in 10 minutes. There's so many things I've learned. How to listen to people is a big one because I love to talk, as Ian will share. But learning how to listen to people is a really great skill. And it's fed my soul. It's given me confidence. It's given me the recognition that I think I so much want in the world. And I think that's been very, very pleasing to me to get that kind of recognition.
That's great. Awesome. We do have another caller, 713-569. 713-569. You're live on the talk.
Hi, it's Sandra in Houston. Back again. So good to hear everybody today, and thanks for the review on BNI. My question is not related to networking per se. I'm trying to remember that there's a woman who has, and it might be the EU, Ian, but some people who have done sponsorships of athletes where they're sort of gifting their Beamer, human Beamer, for usage in return for either testimonials or that sort of thing. And I'm just wanting to remember a little bit more about who did it and how it worked and more specifics, if y'all remember that.
Okay. I think there are several distributors that have taken on that role. They may not be they may not meet the requirements for a Beamer ambassador, but they become a referral source for a distributor. And
Not the big Beamer sports ambassador, but just a personal relationship, one-on-one, somebody that I think would be a good ambassador for me personally here in Houston,
right,
who is an athlete.
Right.
So do you remember who did that or anybody else?
Okay, I'll be happy to share that with you offline.
Okay. Thank you.
I will send you a text message regarding that.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. We only have about 3 minutes left. I'm going to let, we'll start with Greg, then Ian, then Amy, and go around the room. Final thoughts, Greg?
Yeah, just great job, Amy. If anybody's ever scared about getting into BNI, the beauty of this is every year they change positions within a chapter. So everybody learns the different positions. And in doing so, they have training that they do every year also that is mandatory for that position. So it's not like they just throw you in there and go, here you go. They actually train you how to do it. They give you the tools. So it is a great resource. And, Amy, you hit it right on the nose when you said confidence. It has totally built up my confidence. And now that we have these home presentations that we are doing, these watch parties, here is a great way to get involved in a group, practice your skills, and then when you go to do watch parties, you are going to be golden, you're going to be professional, and you will knock it out of the park. So back to you guys.
Good,
right.
Good. No,
Ian,
I actually
any final words?
Too. There's a Lisa. Was it my turn to talk, or is it your turn?
It was. I was just asking you if you had any final thoughts.
Well, we only have about a minute left, so my turn is now up. Go ahead, Miss Lisa.
No, go ahead, Ian.
No, I'm good. I just wanted to say, look, guys, it's great to get this information. And I definitely see how it could be helpful, not only in networking, but it's the same thing here at Corners Congress. When we talk to other vendors, and we try and help each other do well. So in any state or form that you're in with network marketing, if you can help out the other person that you talk to with their business, they more likely will help you on out as well. Now it's your turn, Ms. Lisa.
Thank you. Also, I just wanted to mention a couple of things that are coming up. There is an equine presentation this evening at 8:30 Eastern Time. Greg mentioned watch parties. There is one coming up next Thursday, October 21st. And then also the last live Beamer Saturday of the year is going to be out in Irvine, California. And that's November 6th. You can go into your back office or go into the Monday Motivational from Chris and George to purchase those tickets. I think it'll be a grand finale. Albert will be there. Dr. Burka will be there. All the national directors and regional directors will be there as well. Thank you so much. So inspiring. And keep up the great work. That's the end of Whatever Wednesday for today. We will be back next week with some other networking opportunities and ideas for you to increase your business.
Everybody have a great day.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.